Several sermons would be needed to explore and delve into all the important issues contained in the poem that Janet just shared with us. I'm sorry to say that I didn't have time this past week to write several sermons, so I hope you will be content with just a single sermon this morning. As I begin this single sermon, I would ask us to consider how the poem we just heard might specifically relate to the topics of this morning's sermon title, Belonging and Contributing. Issues related to belonging and contributing run throughout it. The first two stanzas let us know that the author, Naomi Shahib Nye, belongs at least temporarily at Gate 4A. We also learn she belongs to a cultural group that speaks a language other than the dominant language of this country. The third stanza tells us how the author began to contribute. I put my arm around her and spoke to her haltingly. With that one line, there's a dramatic shift in the tone of the poem. The scene shifts from one of disconnection and chaos to one of connection, support, and cooperation. From that point on, the poem elicits feelings that I typically think of as very positive and uplifting. Feelings such as caring, compassion, hope, and joy. These feelings are very different than what the initial lines of the poem suggest. Let's hear the first several lines of the poem again to get a sense here of what I'm talking about. After learning my flight was detained 4 hours, clearly, there is no caring, compassion, hope, or joy in that line. I heard the announcement. If anyone in the vicinity of Gate 4A understands Arabic, please come to the gate immediately. Well, one pauses these days. Gate 4A was my own gate. I went there. Here we find both anxiety and anticipation. An older woman in full traditional Palestinian dress, just like my grandma wore, was crumpled to the floor, wailing loudly. There's a hint of caring here, but the predominant emotions seem to be intense sorrow and even grief. Help, said the flight service person. Talk to her. What is her problem? We told her the flight was going to be 4 hours late, and she did this. Some panic and dismay here, possibly? As I stated just a moment ago, in the next line, the tone of the poem takes a dramatic shift. And what causes that shift? The contribution the author voluntarily and willingly makes. She offers physical comfort by putting her arm around the woman. Then she speaks in the language that the woman understands. The contribution the author makes is possible because of the sense of belonging she feels with, as well as the sense of belonging she conveys to the older woman she then befriends. I don't know about you, but I find this poem very moving. You might be wondering, however, what this poem has to do with us. The poem seems to be about something that is far away, and what some people would consider foreign. It might seem that way at first glance. I would suggest, however, that it speaks directly to us, particularly as we begin our annual pledge drive. It speaks to us because, to one degree or another, each of us belong here in this fellowship. And every one of us contributes to it, even if it is only contributing your presence here this morning, which this morning took a lot. As the poem points out, the contributions of every person present at that gate mattered. There were many people present there, and each contributed something to the author's sense of community at the poem's end. For those of you who are new to the fellowship, it might be beneficial for me to provide some information about something I just mentioned, the annual pledge drive. Every year, at this time, we ask members and friends of the congregation to fill out and turn in a pledge form. On that pledge form, there's a place to indicate an amount of money that you are willing to contribute to this congregation in the coming year. The pledges we receive typically constitute about 90% of our annual operating funds. That means the pledges we receive from you determine what the budget for the coming year will include. Last year, 90 people made pledges, and we are grateful to those pledges because they allowed this year to happen. In the coming weeks, you will hear considerably more about this year's pledge drive. Upcoming Sunday services will include someone speaking about the reasons they feel compelled to financially contribute to the congregation. And soon, printed information will be provided in the form of a pledge packet. All members will get one of these packets, and so will anyone else who requests one. I encourage you to listen to and to read carefully the material that will be shared. And if you have questions, please ask them. The frontline people I would suggest you direct your questions to regarding the pledge drive are the folks who have volunteered this year to put together that drive. And they are Peg Wary, Joanne Troxell, Elizabeth Rose, and Louise Corbin. I would ask them to stand if they are here this morning. Well, that tells you a little bit about the roads. And if you aren't able to connect with Peg or one of these people, feel free to bring your questions to me or to a board member. Would the board members who are here this morning please stand? Okay, over half, that's good. We have a quorum. Thank you. The annual pledge drive is very important. Without it, we wouldn't be able to pay staff, we wouldn't be able to fund programs, and we wouldn't be able to pay the mortgage on this building. In other words, much of what we do, as well as where we gather each week, wouldn't be possible without the pledge drive. That said, not everyone makes a financial pledge each year. Some people simply don't have enough extra money to make a pledge. Others may choose to support the congregation by putting money in the offering plate on Sunday mornings. We appreciate and are grateful to everyone who gives a financial contribution to the fellowship, no matter what manner that is. The annual pledge drive, however, isn't the only way that people contribute. We already heard that. People also contribute time, talents, and energy to the fellowship, and just like money, how people give their contributions in time, talent, and energy provides the resources that we need to make things happen here. Earlier in the service, Mariah shared about how she's been contributing her time, talents, and energy in the work she is involved in with the Hospitality and Membership Committee. And I would also tell you that she has taken on the task of being on the Vision Task Force, which is no simple thing. They're looking at where we're going years and years and years from now. And a bit later in the service, Maddie Whitehouse will share with us about how she contributes through her involvement with the committee she has been on for many years. How many, Maddie?
About four.
Okay. Without people like Mariah and Maddie, very little would get done around here. To give us all a sense of what kind of contribution that I'm talking about, I would like to ask everyone who is currently serving on a committee to please stand. That includes the board. Remain standing. Now, if there are people who are currently on a task force or a working group, would you please stand? And finally, anyone who's ever been on a UUFB committee, task force, working group, or has volunteered time, talent, and/or energy to a project, would you please stand? Look around, folks. These people make what goes on in this fellowship possible. That includes this service and the building that it's being held in. Thank you. Have a seat. I was hoping we'd have quite a few people standing. That was good. It's important for me to mention here that I'm not suggesting that one way of contributing is better than the other. Both types of contribution, financial as well as time, talent, and energy, are essential to the long-term well-being of this congregation. Without both, we wouldn't be able to function very well, if at all. Now, I want to return to the poem and how it relates to this fellowship. I believe that all of us want to feel like we belong, whether that is in an airport, in a church, in our community, or in any other group of people we find ourselves in. And my experience has taught me again and again what Naomi Shihab Nye points out in her poem. When a person's sense of belonging is affirmed, they seek to find ways to contribute to the community they are a part of. As people seek and find ways to contribute, the bonds of belonging expand, and the community has the opportunity to move beyond its fears, its misconceptions, and its prejudices to become more open and welcoming. Then, feelings such as caring, compassion, hope, and joy begin to ripple out in all directions, not just within the community, but beyond it as well. From my studies into religious traditions, it seems to me that this is an essential element of what many of the great spiritual teachers have been telling us for centuries. First, that we all belong. Or as the title of our first hymn this morning asserts, we would be one. In fact, we are all one. We all belong to the same human family. And next, because we are all one and we all belong, the great teachers advise us to do all we can to be concerned for and contribute to the well-being of others. When we do so, our sense of belonging grows wider, deeper, and more profound. Life takes on new meaning, and our sense of purpose is affirmed and strengthened. With all the distressing things that are happening in our country and our world today, we might be tempted to pull back, to limit how much we reach out beyond our comfort zone. Doing so limits the places we will find where we can and do belong. It also limits where we can contribute and make a positive difference. So instead of pulling back, I want to encourage us to move beyond what is familiar to us, to seek ways and places we might otherwise have avoided, both here in this fellowship and in the larger world. Maybe there is a committee, a task force, or a working group in this congregation that you've been wondering about. Or maybe there's some task you've thought of that needs doing. Share your curiosity or your idea with someone, anyone, even me. I do listen. And maybe there is someone you don't know and haven't felt comfortable approaching, either here or beyond this community. Consider taking a small step, such as just saying hello and offering a smile. Contributions come in all sizes and in many forms. You never know what might happen by taking one small step. As an example, I would have us hear again the end of the poem. And I looked around the gate of late and weary ones, and I thought, this is the world I want to live in. The shared world. Not a single person in this gate, once the crying and confusion stopped, has seemed apprehensive about any other person. They took the cookies. I wanted to hug all those other women too. This can still happen anywhere. Not everything is lost. So it is, and so shall it be.